Today is the 21st of December 2016, and the scripture for this morning is, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and not of yourselves. It is the gift of God." This flies in the face of all religions other than true Christianity. It flies in the face of all religions other than true Christianity, because especially the clause that not of yourselves, not of yourselves. People think that meriting the love of God is of ourselves. Even in Arminian, Roman Catholicism, Church of Christ, Southern Baptists, Nazarenes, United Methodists, Independent Baptists, most denominations out there believe that it is of ourselves. At least part of it is. But we are cooperative agents with God. But the Apostle Paul makes it very clear it's not of yourselves. And the reason that it cannot be of ourselves is because of our inability. Because we are dead in our trespasses and sin. When life comes, it comes from God. It doesn't come from ourselves. He says, "Though you were dead in your trespasses and sin," okay, "while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." You know, he told Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, "In the day ye eat of it," excuse my coffee maker, "in the day ye eat of it, ye shall surely die." And they did die. The day they ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, they died spiritually. Now, one of the things that we realize is that we cannot merit God's favor. It doesn't matter about our status in life. It doesn't matter who our parents are. It doesn't matter what vocation we're in, what country we live in. You know, there's a lot of people that have this idea that because they're born into wealth, they have a certain position in Christ. I know some Reformed children that have the attitude because they were baptized as little babies. They have a special covenantal position in Christ. No. No, it's not of ourselves. It's not of your parents. It's not a gift of your parents. It's not a gift of yourself. It is a gift of God. Now, the other part of the verse, "For by grace are you saved through faith," often that is forgotten as well. You know, there's a lot of people out there that say that they are one of God's elect. They think they might possibly hope that they might be one of His elect. But that's not what this scripture says. This scripture says, "For by grace are you saved through faith." And also, that faith is not of ourselves. Grace is not of ourselves, and faith is not of ourselves. Faith is a gift of God. And the faith that Christ gives us is the faith of Christ. It's not something of the creature. It's the faith of Christ. Oftentimes, those who hold this wonderful, wonderful verse in their hearts, because God has given them the faith to believe the truth of it, become almost overwhelmed with the reality of what Christ has done for them. Because we recognize our own depravity. We recognize our own inability. We recognize that we, without Christ, are without faith. We, without Christ, are without grace. And many of us have been in religions all of our life that have been trying to merit God's favor. He says in the first verse, "And you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins." Something happened while we were in the dead state that we were in. And it was that we were quickened by the Holy Spirit. It says we're in past times. Past, you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we also had our conversation in times past, in the lust of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved. And hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. We didn't make ourselves. We couldn't make ourselves. That in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness towards us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and not of yourselves, it's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. There are many people boasting in their works. There are many people that want to let you know how much education they have and all the good things they're doing for God. One fellow told me, "I want you to know I don't have just one doctor's degree, I have two. Which one do you want to know about?" Wherefore, he says, "We are his workmen, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Wherefore remember that ye, being in times past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hands, for at that time ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus ye, who sometime were afar off, are made nigh by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace, who hath made both one, and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us, even having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, for to make himself of twain one new man, so making peace, and that he might reconcile both unto God one in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby, and came and preached peace to you which were afar off, and to them that were nigh. For through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Now therefore we are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are builded together for a habitation of God through the Spirit. For by grace are ye saved, through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God." Well, this is totally in contradistinction to what the world church is teaching. They are teaching that man has a free will, and he has the power in and of himself to do good, even including while he's dead in his trespasses and sin, which most of those people that believe in free will deny. But we realize that these same people believe that you have the power to choose your own destiny in Christ by your free will. Denial of total depravity of man. Denial of man's inability to come to Christ. And really a denial of the atonement of why Christ came and died. It's really what it is. It's the denial of the effectual atonement of Christ. It's also a denial of election. You know, in Ephesians 1, verse 2, grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Here the Apostle Paul is telling us that grace is from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace doesn't come from man. Doesn't come from the free will of man. It comes from God and our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. He says, blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Has nothing to do with the free will of man. According as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world. Not according as we through our free will have chosen him. No. Having predestinated. Predestinated means determining what is going to happen before it happens. That's what it means. Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ himself. According to the good pleasure of his will. To the praise of the glory of his grace. Who gets the glory? God will not share his glory with another. He gets the glory. Wherein he hath made us accepted. We don't make ourselves accepted by our good works, by our decisions, by our faith, by our belief, by our walking the walk and talking the talk. He's the one that made us accepted in the beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. You know, when he talks about the forgiveness of sins, he's not just talking about a one-time sin that he forgave us for. He's talking about sins, the plural. He's talking about he's forgiven his elect of all of his past, all of his present, and all of the future sins that he will yet commit, and grant him a repentance. Wherein he hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself. He didn't make the mystery of his will known to us through our free will. No. We have obtained an inheritance, verse 11, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will, not our free will. We have no free will. We were dead in our trespasses and sin. We were in bondage to sin and Satan. But Jesus, who's rich in mercy, came to us and revealed to us that he had died for us according to the Scriptures. He rose again according to the Scriptures. In whom we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated to the purpose of Him who worketh all things after the counsel of His own will. Well, it says in verse 21, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and to put all things under His feet, and gave Him to be the head over all things to the church. I'm glad that Jesus Christ did all the work. I'm glad that we don't have to rely upon man's ability for salvation. If we did, all of us would be damned in hell forever. Because we, by nature, are children of wrath. But Jesus Christ, who is rich in mercy, has come and paid the price for all of His people's sins. He said, I will save. He came to save His people from their sins. All we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way. But the Lord has laid on Him the iniquity of us all. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. And by His stripes we are healed. Well, I'm glad that Christ has shown us mercy and grace. And He has granted unto us the faith of Christ. He is the author and finisher of that faith. And in Him we live and have our being. And let us always remember this, that if there be any glory, if there be any praise, it all goes to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who said, come unto me all ye that are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Don't rely upon your own works. Don't rely upon anything that you do. You know, and the only way we can rely on Christ is if He has granted unto us His marvelous grace. So I'm thankful that when we find ourselves in temptation and struggle and trial, that God is faithful. And it says that He is the rock on which we stand, a foundation that's proved and tried and tested. And there is no other name given unto man among men whereby we must be saved. He is the truth and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. He is the way, the truth, and life. There's no mediator. There's no other mediator between God and man but the man, Christ Jesus. And so, we cannot ever be reminded of this too much. Ephesians 2:8. For by grace are you saved through faith. For by grace are you saved through faith. Not of works, lest any man should boast. We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. And, you know, oftentimes we want to put so much emphasis on works that we deny the work of Christ. We deny His work. Not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Well, I hope that everyone today has a blessed day in Christ. You will if you're one of His. And we will plan on being back here with you in the morning, God being in the matter.